Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, July 30th, 2017. Missionary Michael Hartman.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them.
Here's the message.
In the name of our Lord Jesus, dear Christian friends, it's great to be here this morning as you celebrate and enjoyed VBS, sent some of your kids to VBS this week. As you know, I live in Mexico, but every other summer, my family comes up to the United States, and when we do, we always try to get our kids into a VBS while we're up here. Our kids actually had the chance to go to a VBS a couple of weeks ago while we were visiting family in Texas. And I know that when you go to one church to another church, different churches, they might do VBS a little bit differently, but every VBS I've ever been a part of and every VBS I've ever seen always includes each day the important thing that the kids learn a Bible story. Every single day, they learn a Bible story. And I've learned, this is great, I've learned that up here in the Midwest, in the upper Midwest, people love telling stories. I grew up in West Texas, and when I was going to school up here, I helped out at a number of different churches, and I learned that when you visit people in the upper Midwest, visit them in their homes, you can always ask one of two different questions, and they'll tell you a story. You ask, do you hunt or do you fish? And invariably, without doubt, the people you're talking to will tell you a story, and even if they don't hunt or fish, they sure have a cousin or an uncle who did, and would you believe what happened to him one time? This last weekend, I was at a number of different get-togethers, and I just sat back and watched how much we love to tell stories. Maybe they're not all hunting and fishing stories, but at those get-togethers, it would seem like sometimes people are gathered around and it's just one story after the next. Hey, did you see what I... let me tell you what I read on the internet last week, or can you believe what I saw on Facebook yesterday? Story after story after story. We love to tell stories. Not long ago, a few years ago, I was visiting with a wise, experienced pastor. And the subject came up, the question came up, what is it that the church needs more than anything else? Think about that. What does the church need more than anything else? Now, I don't remember what I said or thought or at that time, but I will never forget what that pastor told me. He said, Mike, it's really simple. What the church needs more than anything else is more people telling more people about Jesus. The church needs storytellers. And yet, when was the last time you saw someone telling a Bible story when it wasn't in a formal setting? When it wasn't at a VBS or at a Sunday school, or when it wasn't someone who was a professionally trained storyteller. You know, I think we've gotten away from telling stories in the Bible. And the Bible is full of them. There are some places in the Bible where you can open it up and go, and it's story after story after story. And I'm not sure exactly why it is that we've gotten away from telling stories from the Bible stories so much. You know, maybe it's because we're not sure if we're going to get it all right. You know, you tell one of those stories that you read on the internet, you can start off and say, you know, I don't exactly remember where this happened or what it was, and you tell the story the best you can. And when it comes to the Bible, we know it's a very special book. This is God's word, and we don't want to get anything wrong. So maybe we hesitate. Or maybe we feel like everybody already knows all these stories and everybody's already heard these stories, and so we don't feel like we should say anything. Or we feel like we're going to be weird or it's going to seem strange or it's old-fashioned. Whatever the reason might be, the results are telling. Less people today know Bible stories than at any other time in the history of our country. If you want, Google it. And then, the next time you're together, you can tell people, hey, you wouldn't believe what I saw on the internet, and use that as your introduction to telling a Bible story, which I'm going to teach you in just a little bit how to do. You see, when this experienced pastor told me about this, and it really struck home with me, and it struck a nerve, and I started looking around, and I live in Mexico, which is part of Latin America, and I would see that in Latin America, very, very, very few people knew the stories of Jesus, knew any of the stories that are in the Bible. I couldn't tell you how many times I've been asked if I could show them where in the Bible is a story of where Hernan Cortez conquered the Aztecs, or where in the story is the time when the Virgin Mary appeared to some peasants on the north side of Mexico City. People don't know Bible stories in Latin America, not the ones about Jesus. And even if you go into many Christian churches in Latin America, you'll find out that many of the leaders don't even really know the stories about Jesus. There are some places in Latin America where you can go to sleep, have a dream that you should be a pastor, and wake up and be one. So there's this huge need, a huge need. And it really, that need isn't much different than a need Martin Luther saw 500 years ago. You know, we know we're celebrating the 500th anniversary of when Luther nailed the 95 Theses, but it wasn't much after that that he and one of his friends toured all the little towns in the countryside around where his university was, and they saw this terrible need. They went into all these little country churches, and they saw that people didn't have Bibles in these churches. The pastors, the leaders of the churches, didn't know the first thing about Christianity, and that's what pushed Luther to write the catechism that we use today. See, the catechism exists so that we can learn the important truths of the Bible. And when we saw this great need in Latin America, what we decided to do was to create a school. The school is called Academia Cristo, or Christ Academy. And we offer classes to any Spanish speaker in the world. It doesn't matter where you live. If you speak Spanish, you're invited to study with us. And spring, God blessed us. We had 180 people study with us from 14 different countries in Latin America. Now, if you live where we have one of these classes going on, you can go face-to-face and take your class face-to-face, or you can go through one of these classes online. We actually connect and our video feed it in, and all you need is your smartphone to be able to participate in the class. And in Academia Cristo, we focus on teaching two things. We teach people the catechism, and we teach people how to tell Bible stories. Now, when I was given the privilege to stand here before you today, I thought I could tell you about how we're teaching people to tell Bible stories in Latin America, but I thought instead of just telling you that, I'd actually teach you. So if you have a pen or paper with you, you're welcome to pull it out. But even if you don't, it's okay. It's pretty easy to learn. All you're going to have to learn are four easy words to remember and five questions. The five questions you can ask about any single part of the Bible you ever read. And you can learn these four questions or four words and five questions. You can tell a Bible story. So the first word is, and I got to remember how this goes in English. So the four words are, if you're a teacher, you know these four words. These are the four parts of teaching a lesson or teaching a story with a lesson. So the four words are hook, look, book, took. Easy to remember. Hook, book, look, took. First, the hook. Now, what I just told you, all this whole start, that was a really, really long hook, a way to get your attention. It can be. A hook can be really, really short and simple. It can be as simple as, hey, would you believe what I saw on the internet yesterday? That's a hook. It's getting someone's attention. That's the first part. Second part is the book. Now, the book is where you actually tell the story. Now, if you're going to tell a Bible story, sometimes we get really nervous about doing this. You know, one of the ways you can do that is you can actually pull out your phone and open up the Bible story right there and read it. So you can read the Bible story. It is okay. But I've found a great way to learn the Bible story is when I'm in my car. Because when you're driving in your car, then you just talk to yourself and you tell yourself the Bible story. So I was practicing this morning when I was on my way over from Waupaca. I'm actually don't feel very good telling stories, so we'll see how this goes. So this is the Bible story. Our lesson for today, Matthew chapter 4, the time Jesus said no to the devil three times. Now, in God's word, it begins by saying, then the Spirit, that's God, the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. That was God's will. And after 40 days of fasting, Jesus was hungry. And at that moment of weakness, the tempter came to Jesus and said, if you're the Son of God, why don't you ask these stones to become bread? Jesus quoted Deuteronomy. Three times he's going to quote the book of Deuteronomy. And he says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but people live through every word that comes from our Father God. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city of Jerusalem and to the very pinnacle of the temple. A modern day historian from Jesus' time said that Jesus was probably over 450 feet off the ground. Took him to the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself off. For God in the Psalms writes, he will command his angels concerning you so that they will lift you up in their hands and you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Then the devil took Jesus to a high mountain. And here we see one of the times in the Bible where an evil miracle is recorded. And the devil showed Jesus all of the kingdoms of the world in their splendor and said, all of this I will give to you. All you have to do is bow down and worship me. And Jesus said, away from me, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. So that is the book. First the hook, then you tell the story with the book. Then comes the look. Now, the look part of telling a Bible story, actually, you can skip sometimes if you want to. This is really important part if you're telling a story to teach it to somebody else. So if you're telling children, it's really good. If you're telling it in a Bible, in a setting where you want to teach the story, the look part is really where you act like a reporter. And you simply go back through the story and ask all the questions. What happened? Then what happened? After that, what happened? The who, what, when, where questions. You just go back through it. But in some settings, if you're just telling the story to a friend, it's okay to skip the look part. What you really want to get to is the took part. The took is what you're going to take home with you. So hook, book, look, and took. What are you going to take home with you? And when we developed this in our Academia Cristo, we came up with five questions that you can ask for every single part of the Bible, and it'll help you get to the heart of every single part. Pastors do this when they're preaching and preparing sermons. And five questions, but it comes out of this famous story of Luther. One time Luther was visiting with his barber, and his barber asked him, how can I, a normal person, read the Bible and benefit from it? And so Luther wrote A Simple Way to Pray. And that's where these five questions come out of. The first question is, what's the point of the story? So we see in ours the point of the story. Jesus was tempted, but he never fell. Second question. So what's the point of the story? Number one. Number two, what sin does this story lead me to confess? Think about that for a moment personally. What sin does the story of Jesus not falling into sin again when he is tempted, what does that lead me to confess? Now, I don't think we have to look much farther than the first temptation. Luther said that when Jesus was tempted that first time, turned the stones into bread, that really what he was being tempted to believe is that God didn't love him. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit that had led him out into the wilderness. You had spent 40 days out here, nothing to eat. God abandoned you. Have you ever been tempted to believe that God doesn't love you anymore? Maybe you're feeling that temptation right now. You're going through some really, really challenging times in your life, and you feel abandoned. And like the devil was tempting Jesus, the devil will tempt you to think, when you feel abandoned by God, you have to figure out how to get out of this situation all on your own. You don't have anybody else. You don't have God. You need to figure it out. Third question. So, what's the story about? What does this? What sin does it lead me to confess? Third question, where do we see God's love in this story? Where do we see God's love? You know, I think a lot of times when we think of God's love, we immediately think of Holy Week, when Jesus went through some horrible things because he so loves us. And sometimes we can forget that Jesus loved us, and what he did for us every single moment of his life. Every single day, Jesus faced temptations. Every single moment. He was in the public eye like most of us, if not all of us, will never, ever even have to consider. I mean, think about publicly people that are in really public positions and how easy it is to point out flaws. And Jesus had everybody against him, and nobody could point out one thing he ever did wrong, because he did it all right, always, all of the time, because he loves you. And he knows you can't get it all right. You haven't gotten it all right. And so he said, you can't do this, I'll do it for you. And when it comes to that day when you get to stand before God the Father to be judged, you can simply say, Jesus, my brother, did this all for me. Look at what I get. God so loved the world, Jesus so loved the world, that he did this, face the devil down every single day. That's where we see God's love. Fourth question. So, what do I want to do and what do I want to pray for? What do I want to do and pray for? Well, I'll tell you, personally, this is why I'm a missionary. I was privileged to be called by our church to serve as a missionary, and I'm thankful for congregations like yours that are so supportive. This is why God has us here. Because there are so many people that don't know these wonderful stories and truths of what Jesus has done for them. And so we can pray that God will use us, because there are many people that you know that I will never meet. So we can pray that God will use us to tell the story of Jesus. Last question. So first question, what's the story about? Second question, what sin does this story lead me to want to confess? Third question, where do I see God's love in this story? Fourth question, now what do I want to do and pray for? Last question, who am I going to share this story with? I decided to share this story with you. You see, I love to tell the story. And I pray that God would move your hearts to love to tell the story of Jesus to those you know as well. Amen.